2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, once again, it is 1930 UTC. Do you know where your Tobe is? Well, of course you do. It's Tobe. He's probably walking around in a forest somewhere. And yes, that would in fact be the case. I'm standing here looking at a bunch of poop. That's right. I'm on the hunt. I'm tracking. I'm on the trail. Where am I exactly? I'm on a deer path somewhere near the interstate, not too far from my house. And there have been deer in here very recently. Here's another very fresh track. This track was made in the last, at least 12 hours, probably even less than 6. My guess would be that this track was made by deer walking through here around dawn this morning, or thereabouts. Where are these guys? I'm looking. I want to find them and give them deery kisses. And oh no, I've just come to the junction of the deer path, and there are so many huge branches down now that we can no longer get through here. And I was able to walk through here a couple days ago. We've had a lot of bad wind. Oh man, now I'm ticked off. The one cool thing is that there is a bunch of auricularia on one of these branches that fell down. It's from last year, but that stuff will reconstitute when we get some decent rain. Wow. How am I gonna find my deer if I can't walk on the deer path? I'm just gonna have to go the other direction and maybe blaze a new trail at some point. Actually, I won't. I'll just wait for the deer to blaze a new trail. And then I will use that one. That was one of my favorite deer trails in the whole world. What am I gonna do when I'm looking for dudes now? Alright, I think I see something. I need to head over here. I'm either seeing a silhouette of a very marmot-y shaped log, or I am seeing a marmot. That is most assuredly a log. Deceived by logs again. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you must hate logs because they're always tricking you, making you think you're seeing marmots. Well, my relationship with logs is a real love-hate kind of thing because, yes, they do trick me into thinking I'm seeing marmots. However, without logs, I wouldn't know where to look for marmots sometimes. And without logs, we wouldn't have a lot of really fun kinds of mushrooms. So sometimes logs are good, sometimes logs are bad. Alright, speaking of marmots, let's head over here to this marmot den, see if we can see anybody out here. Wait, what's that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. Just squirrely over there. Okay, and now I see something else. Is this actually a marmot on a log? Or is that just a log? Now you might be asking yourself, Tobe, how's your vision? My vision is actually pretty good. Marmots are just very deceptive at looking like logs. They practice it a lot. Also, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that I ate a donut for breakfast this morning because I bought 2 yesterday when I was at the store. And I ate one last night, and I ate one this morning when I woke up. It was yummy, and I drank my tea. I'm hearing strange sounds in here. What's in here? Oh, there's birds and a squirrel. Is there any deer in here? Dun dun dun. Where all my buddies are. Man, between the birds and the squirrels and the rabbits running around in here, I don't know where to look first. They keep freaking me out. It's like, God, there's so many little monkeys in here. Except they're not monkeys. No, look at this. Look at this squirrely. Jeez. Why are these squirrels just sitting there staring at me? There's another rabbit. Boy, we're having a good time in here now. It's some kind of animal party. There's some corn cobs back here. You know, people bring corn in here to feed to the squirrels. Like, the squirrels need more to eat. It's a forest, people. But anyway, I gotta clear some of these out of this area because this is a morel area. And there's nothing more annoying than thinking you found a morel only to discover once you get close enough that it's only a corn cob. And yeah, that does happen a lot. I may have made a mistake. It's kind of warm out here today. It's probably 70 degrees, and I've got a coat on. And of course, you know, when I say a coat, I mean pretty much what everybody else in the world calls a sweatshirt. And I might be getting a little warm. Should I take this off? I could. I could then tie it around my waist and maybe it would help act as a belt to keep my pants up. Because I'm carrying around, what, about 6 pounds of superfluous equipment in my cargo pants? That's why my pants are falling down. That and they're a couple of sizes too big. Oh, what's that? That is just a squirrely. Doo-doo-doo. Oh well, I like squirrels a little bit. I really should have worn some different shoes too, because all of these little paths and trails in here that are meant for humans have now been, what do you call it? I don't want to say paved per se, but you know, they've been covered in wood chips. And so now, due to the holes in my shoes and their general condition of disassembly, I am now just getting tons of little sticks in my shoes. Oh, I don't want to go this way. There's people with babies. Uh-oh. Not that I don't like babies. Babies are awesome. They're highly entertaining and they're funny as hell. Problem is, when you get babies into places like this, they make a hell of a lot of noise and they scare all the dudes away. So, you got to pretty much avoid anybody under the age of about 13 or 14 when you come to a place like this. Stay out of their noise zone. Alright, I'm going to creep down here and see if we can see anybody in this marmot den. This is a big den where we see that marmot all the time. It is all dug out. There's dirt everywhere. I don't think I've seen a more dug out marmot burrow. But I don't see her. She must be inside resting. Alright. I think the plan right now is going to be go back to the car, take off my coat, and then go somewhere else. Yeah. There's a lady here walking her little wiener schnitzel dog. What is up with those dogs? Who thought that was a good idea? Oh my God. And the funny thing is, the reason to breed a dog to look like that is so that it can burrow. It can go into, you know, marmot burrows and pull out burrowing animals. But I think they bred that trait out of them when they were making their legs so damn short. Oh, who would want a dog like that? I don't understand. Anyway, I'm back in my car. Let's go somewhere. And here we are. In a new location. Somewhere in the same valley and watershed. Alright. Where do I want to go? Where's my lurkers? Where's my dudes? I think if we go over there, we will see marmots. So let's go over there. There's a large bird circling overhead. It's a very large bird. Is it a hawk or... No, it is a turkey vulture. Okay. Good to know. I like birds. He's just cruising around on the air currents. And I'm about to walk off a cliff. No. What's he doing? I wonder if he's looking at anything in particular. Well, that's like... Get over here to this vantage point and look down into this little ravine thingy. I can see a bunch of marmoty dens, but surprisingly enough, I do not see any marmots. That's odd, because I almost always see some here. Well, let's just keep on moving, because I know those little furry dudes have got to be out here somewhere. The good news is, though, I'm seeing a couple of dens that are new. I don't remember there being marmot dens there, and I see just tons and tons of freshly dug dirt. Huge mounds of it. Yeah, somebody's been working. I don't see who's been working, but somebody has nonetheless. I don't know if it's just me, or if I am actually in a windier location, but if it gets any windier than this, we're going to have to leave just because the wind noise. Can't record when it's too windy, and I keep hearing little scurry noises. Yeah, that's just a bird. Birds, birds, birds. They're kind of annoying, especially if you're a cat. And as I come around this corner and look down into the little creek here, there's a fluffy brown marmot staring back at me, and I'm waving at him. Hi, Matty! He can't figure out what I'm doing. He thinks I must be crazy. All right, so there's a Matty. I sees you, Matty. I can see you, Matty! He's just hanging out, and he's wondering what's going on. Oh, he looks so fluffy. I want to give him Matty kisses. Where are the rest of the Matties? He looked like he was going to move, but he decided... Oh, there he goes. Yeah, he's going to go hide under the roots of that tree. I can still see him, though. He's not hiding very good. All right, let's see if we can find some more Matties. Well, as I walk through this marmot apartment complex, I'm seeing a lot of Matty dens, but I'm not seeing any more Matties. I'm gonna continue walking up here. There's one more den right up here that I need to check. And there is almost always a Matty in here every year. But, oh, yeah, and although I do not see a Matty, the den is dug out and is in use. There is a Matty in here. And we will see him at some point. Just apparently not today. Alright, let's turn around and start heading back. The annoying part is that I'm finding lots of Matty tracks. So there goes a big fat squirrel up a tree. I thought it was something else. And we're coming back to where that other Matty was. Okay. Well, that Matty we just saw a minute ago seems to have moved. He's no longer standing where he was. Maybe we'll find him. Oh, I hear some promising sounds. Something just went running through the underbrush. And it was not a bird. It was not a rabbit. I don't see anything where I heard that. That could have been a squirrel. But it did sound kind of Matty, and it was over in that area where we saw that Matty, so it might have just been that one guy. Again, running around. And I can see some Matty footprints down in the mud, where Matties like to go. But I don't see any Matties. You know what else is weird in this area? I'm noticing that there are these little... There are weird tree stumps. I've noticed three or four now, trees that were about 4 inches in diameter, call it 10 centimeters, they've been chopped off about, I don't know, a foot off the ground, about 30 centimeters off the ground, and they're not cut clean. They're very ragged, but not like broken completely. And then they're just these stumps. There's no like tree laying around, like if a tree got blown over. They're still fairly cleanly broken. Very bizarre. Perhaps I will follow up on this mystery at another time. Right now, I'm looking at one marmot den. Nobody's there. Two marmot dens. Nobody's there. There's one over there, but it's not coming into view yet. Now it is. And there's no marmot hanging out there, but there's definitely a marmot in that one. Oh, we've already found our marmot for today, so I won't feel bad if I don't find any more. Whenever I go out looking for marmots, I gotta find at least one. And I don't know what the record is for how many marmots I've spotted in a day. Maybe, you know, half a dozen. Oh, here comes a lady with little dargs. And these are those little, what do you call these? Some kind of terriers. Oh yeah, get that damn bird. Get that bird. Yeah, go get the bird. It's mocking you. Hello. Hello. Oh, dogs are hilarious. They get excited when they get to go for a walk. Kind of like me. All right, let's cross this last little bridge here. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Head back to my car. Dogs. You'll often hear me say things like, oh, I don't like dogs, I hate dogs, blah, 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 but it's not that I don't like them, it's just that, you know, they're so dumb. And I hate being around such ignorance. Doesn't matter if it's a dog or a human. Dumb is dumb. Although, dogs are kind of funny. They're sort of like babies. You know, they're dumb, but they can't help it, and they do wacky stuff, so all you gotta do is laugh at them. You can't be mad. Anyway. Alright, I'm almost back to the car here. And back in the car we are. Let's close the door. What kind of dogs were those? Those were like Boston Terriers. Goofy little dogs. Alright, we've seen a marmot. We've got nothing else to do. Let's go home. Broom, broom, broom. Turn off the car. The car is off. I got my keys. I changed my mind. We're not at home. Ooh. There's an ugly car. What a surprise. It's a Lexus. Somebody paid money for that. Alright, we're actually at the store. And I'm at the funny, weird little store. Not the big national conglomerate store. I'm at the little regional store. And I don't remember. Oh yes, I'm here to get waffles. And red wine. No, I got red wine vinegar yesterday. So, what else am I getting? I can't remember. Here's my waffles. One box or two. Maybe I'll get just one. And where's my sausages? Sausages, sausages. Here they are. All right. I have breakfast again. I'm so happy. Do I need syrup? I probably do. Uh-oh. I accidentally walked in a direction that I probably shouldn't have gone, and now, just by sheer coincidence, I walked by the donut case. And I'm getting lucky because I don't see any of the donuts that I normally get. Whew! That was a close one. I almost bought some more donuts. You know, I'm feeling a little paranoid. Maybe I will buy some more maple syrup. Okay, and here's just about the strangest thing I've seen in a long time. Individual servings of olives. You know, you've seen those little cups of, applesauce and fruit cups and all that stuff. Well, here's an olive cup. There's three different kinds. Four different kinds. Good Lord. Why did I even come into this aisle? I don't need to be into this aisle. Where's the damn maple syrup? Oh yeah, it's down here. And right across the aisle from the maple syrup is my tea. So I will buy another box of tea. Now, what else do I need? Do I need sugar? No, I've got at least another 4 pounds at home. Do I need Jell-O? No, I got at least 2 boxes. And I don't need cake mix. This is the bleach aisle. I got bleach at home. Soap. Let's see, am I about done here? Do I need some fresh vegetables? I got vegetables at home. And since I'm walking by the drink aisle, I'm gonna grab some packets of Kool-Aid. Lemon lime, green. They don't have my peach mango at this store. You know, can you believe it? I gotta go to like 8 different stores just to get the products that I want. Somebody should open a grocery store and call it Tobe's Grocery Store. And when I say Tobe's Grocery Store, I don't mean it's owned by somebody named Tobe. It's a grocery store that's for people named Tobe. And they only sell the products I need to buy. All right, I think we're good. We got all our stuff. Let's get out of here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I am all right.
That's good. Beautiful day.
Yes, finally warm.
I know, we can go without a jacket.
Yes, and hopefully I won't freeze overnight.
Yeah, you don't want that. I'm gonna double stack this for you because that syrup makes it kind of heavy.
Oh, good idea.
And these sacks are kind of flimsy. You got your receipt.
You threw it in there.
I did. Okay, good.
Beautiful.
All is good. Bye.
Thank you. All right. And out the old door we go. Into the vestibule. And into the parking lot. Somebody's blocking for me, so I'm just going to bolt across here. Now the big question is my car going to open? Yes. Wow, it's a miracle. I don't believe it. Get back in the car here. Okay, now I think we really are going to head home. Let's start this car up. And we turn off the car, grab the keys. Guess where we are now? That's right, we're in my garage. Where's my groceries? Here they are. Let's get out of here. Oh, I just remembered. How am I gonna carry all this stuff? Oh wait, it's only one bag of groceries in my coat. Let's check the mail. Let's see what we got, if anything, in the mail today. Ooh, all right. I got a Valpak. If you don't have Valpak where you live, it's an envelope full of coupons. And in this Valpak will be coupons to Harbor Freight, so I will get free stuff. Closing the garage door. Walking into the living room. And guess who's so fluffy? It's sitting right there in her blue bed. Finally decided to wake up or something. Hi, baby Binks. Oh, that's a good baby. She's just gonna sit there as I walk up into the kitchen here. Okay. And now we put the groceries away, which isn't that difficult since we only got like 3 things. Well, 4 things, whatever. Put some of this stuff in here, put the waffles in the freezer. Dun, dun, dun. And then we put the maple syrup right here next to the other maple syrup, the one that isn't used up yet. Take the box of tea, put it in one of the tea cabinets. The main tea cabinet, not the secondary tea cabinet. The main tea cabinet has all my main tea. The secondary tea cabinet contains all my secondary tea. Okay. Then we throw the Kool-Aid into the drawer. Put the receipt over there with the rest of the receipts. Oh, and who's this? Somebody came up to visit me. You like that plastic bag? Yeah. Kitties like plastic bags. They're so fun and interesting. Geez, I'm so hot. Well, I'm gonna have to probably have a nice cold fruit smoothie. What? Fruit smoothie. I was gonna say fruit smoothie, but then somebody started talking. Kitties don't eat the fruit smoothies. Are you sure? Where are you going? Oh, somebody wants to go over here. Okay. You want me to open the door for you so you can look out the window? You want to get on your bucket and look for birdies? Somebody's not talking today. Okay, come here. I'll just open the door for you anyway, since you're such a good kitty. Yeah, now move the bucket over. And you can sit right there. You want to sit up here and look for birdies? Did you just wake up? Yeah, I think somebody isn't quite awake all the way yet. And that means we can now take these plastic bags and put them under the sink with the rest of the plastic bags. Oh boy, hasn't this been an interesting and fun day? Well, at least we got to see a marmot. Marmots are always real good. Everybody loves marmots. Ugh. And now that I'm here inside, relaxing a little bit, I notice that my arms are covered with little, and some big ones, some big bumps. Red cholinergic urticaria. Boy, no wonder I'm starting to feel a little weird. And to top it off, I can hear somebody upstairs yanging their head off. Yang, 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 wow, wow, wow. Making wacky kitty noises. I need to cool down. Get my body temperature down. So, I am sitting here eating a fruity. And these are the frozen fruit smoothies that I like to eat. They're very yummy. And they're very good. This one's very pineapple-y. I've been on a pineapple kick recently. Oh, I swallowed that wrong. These fruities have been on sale recently in one of the other stores, not the one we just went to. And I was there a day or two ago and I bought a bunch of the pineapple ones. Oh, and they are very good. And I'd love to sit here and tell you about how yummy they are and go into them in great deal. Go into them in great detail. Oh, I can't talk. Yeah, I'm starting to lose it. I need to go into emergency recovery mode, so I'm going to take this time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. This show airs every day at 1930 UTC, so be sure to tune in each and every day for as long as you see fit. That's going to be it for me. I'm just going to bail. I gotta go sit in some cold water up in the bathtub. So I will see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.